Mr. Forgetful by Roger Hargreaves. It was one of those beautiful summer mornings that everybody likes to see. In Forget-Me-Not Cottage, the owner was fast asleep. Mr. Forgetful, he was having a dream. Then the sun streaming through the windows woke up Mr. Forgetful. He yawned and stretched his arms and tried to remember what he had been dreaming about. But of course, he couldn't, because Mr. Forgetful can't remember anything. Anything at all. Ever. Mr. Forgetful got out of bed and went to wash his face, but he'd forgotten where the bathroom was in his house. And do you know what he did? He walked into the closet.
Silly me,
he giggled to himself. Eventually, of course, Mr. Forgetful found his bathroom and washed his face. He even remembered to brush his teeth. Then he went downstairs to make himself some breakfast. He toasted some bread, but of course he forgot about it, and it was burnt. He boiled himself an egg, but of course he forgot about it, and it was hard-boiled. Mr. Forgetful has burnt toast and hard-boiled eggs for breakfast every day. It was such a lovely day, Mr. Forgetful decided to walk down to the village to buy a stamp for a letter he'd written 3 weeks ago but had forgotten to mail. Off he went. And did he remember to shut the door of Forget-Me-Not Cottage behind him? Of course he didn't.
Good morning, Mr. Forgetful, said Mrs. Parcel in the village post office. What can I do for you this fine morning?
I'd like I've forgotten, he said.
A stamp? Suggested Mrs. Parcel, looking at the letter Mr. Forgetful was carrying.
Yes, a stamp. That's what it was I was trying to remember not to forget, said Mr. Forgetful.
Mrs. Parcel smiled. She was used to Mr. Forgetful. Mr. Forgetful had some more shopping to do. But could he remember what it was he was supposed to remember not to forget to shop for? Of course he couldn't. So he decided to go home. On his way, he met the village policeman going the other way.
Morning, Mr. Forgetful, said the policeman. Will you give Farmer Fields a message for me on your way home, please?
Farmer Fields had a farm not very far from Forget-Me-Not Cottage.
Tell him there's a sheep loose in the lane, said the policeman.
Poor Mr. Forgetful. He'd never had a message to remember in his life before.
There's a sheep loose in the lane,
he said to himself, trying to remember the message as he hurried along.
There's a sheep loose in the lane. There's a sheep loose in the lane. There's a sheep loose in the lane. There's a sheep loose in the lane.
Mr. Forgetful repeated the message over and over to himself.
There's a sheep loose in the lane.
Eventually, he arrived at the farm and found Farmer Fields.
Mr. Fields, he said, there's a goose asleep in the rain.
Farmer Fields couldn't believe his ears.
There's a goose asleep in the rain?
Repeated Farmer Fields slowly.
But I don't have any geese, and anyway, it isn't raining. Are you sure that was the message?
Poor Mr. Forgetful. He'd gotten it all wrong, and he couldn't remember how to get it all right. He simply couldn't remember it all. So off he went home. Poor Mr. Forgetful. Mr. Forgetful walked away from Farmer Field's farm feeling very sorry for himself.
I wish I could remember things, he thought.
He was so busy feeling sorry for himself that he didn't see that there was a sheep loose in the lane. He bumped into it and fell over.
Bother,
said Mr. Forgetful.
Bah,
said the sheep.
How silly, letting a sheep loose in the lane,
thought Mr. Forgetful. And then he remembered the message. He jumped up and ran back along the lane to the farm as fast as he could.
Mr. Fields, Mr. Fields,
he called as he ran into the farmyard.
Mr. Fields, there's a goose asleep in the rain.
He'd forgotten again. Farmer Fields scratched his head.
Come with me, come on,
cried Mr. Forgetful, and pulled Farmer Fields back along the lane until they came to the sheep that was loose.
There it is,
cried Mr. Forgetful, pointing.
A goose.
And then he stopped.
Oh, dear,
he said.
That's not a goose, is it? That's a sheep.
and he blushed.